Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Zambia Block Talk Radio on this special day, Saturday, August 24th. As we already announced and we were promoting, we are privileged to host Mr. Logan Nyasulu, who is the Managing Director and Founder of Diaspora Support Initiative, and is joining us from Lusaka. And I'm glad that this show and the coming of Mr. Nyasulu has really prompted a lot of interest from a lot of us in this out here in the diaspora to have some issues answered and clarified and addressed by Mr. Nyasulu. Let me welcome Mr. Nyasulu. Good afternoon, sir, and welcome to the show.
Good afternoon, and thank you very much for inviting me. It's a great honor to appear on your program and to speak to so many Zambians in the diaspora. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Yeah, there's quite a lot of questions here. A lot of people are sending me messages. Okay, Nyasulu, let's get straight into it. Why and how did you come up with the idea of establishing Diaspora Support Initiative?
Thank you very much. There are basically four reasons that I can provide right now why I came up with the idea of the Diaspora Support Initiative. The first one is just a recognition of the very real need that Zambians in the diaspora, friends, relatives, etc., have with respect to wanting to participate in the socio-economic life of Zambia. But obviously distance and cost often is a hindrance for them. So that's the first reason that made me think about coming up with DSI. The second reason is the recognition of the disappointment that many Zambians have suffered at the hands of relatives, friends, associates who promised to help them to do certain things back home, but could not do that either due to lack of capacity or being busy or in some cases sheer dishonesty. Then the third reason is just my passion to contribute in a significant way to national development by supporting the investment interest of Zambia in the diaspora. This is something that I'm very, very passionate about, especially recognizing the potential and the capacity that many Zambians out there have and what they could contribute to the country. And therefore, my passion to just play some role in that respect. And then fourthly, this is also, from my perspective, a business opportunity. The diaspora is a big constituency, and therefore it's an area that I think is worth looking at in terms of a business opportunity. So in a nutshell, those are the four reasons that I would advance at this stage.
Well, Mr. Nyasulu, what methodology did you use to come up or establish how big this constituency, your fourth point that you are addressing, what was your source of information? Do we know how many Zambians are out there in Australia, in Europe, in America, in Canada? What approach did you use to do? What was your source of this information?
Yeah, that's a very good question. Actually, there's been some study and work done by certain institutions and organizations to determine how many Zambians are out there in the diaspora. For instance, the International Organization for Mobility has done some studies, which have also been supported by the World Bank, and these studies have given some indicative number, sometimes pegging it at about 3 to 4% of the population. And then there's also been some study that was done by the government through a desk that had been established at State House. It had also pegged some or thrown up some numbers concerning the number of Zambians out there in the diaspora. So I looked at those numbers and used them, if you like, as a starting point. But I need to mention that I really think that there needs to be a little bit more work to be done to just get maybe more accurate information about how many Zambians are in the diaspora. But just to answer your question, I really relied on studies that have already been done by organizations like the IOM and also work done by the government.
Okay. Excellent. Probably one of the things, the four issues that you have mentioned, Mr. Nyasulu, is disappointment with relatives and friends. I think that's a very familiar thing that all of us can identify with. Before I allow my colleagues who have called in to ask their questions and to present their concerns, what is the role of DSI to address this issue? And what sort of information is out there relating to this issue of disappointment? Because I know we avoid using professional services like your organization because we think we are saving. Could you address that issue?
I think that's a very important question, probably one of the most critical questions that we need to look at. And there is very scant information in terms of the actual, if I may use the term, actual losses or actual level of disappointment that's out there relative to this matter. But I can assure you that almost every Zambian in the diaspora has experienced this. They have asked friends or relatives to do something for them back here in Zambia, but because either these people are busy, in some cases they're just not qualified to do what is being requested, and in some cases just sheer dishonesty. We have had situations where we've heard of Zambians being assured that their money is being invested correctly here or their projects are being undertaken. They have been disappointed when they have come here to find that everything they were told never happened. In some cases, relatives and friends have actually invested or done something for them, but perhaps not to the quality that would have been required or not to the level of investment that was agreed. So it's a very real issue, and it's one of the key drivers of DSI, because what we noted as DSI is that there is a huge gap in this area to do with, first of all, dedicated professionals, a dedicated company with dedicated professionals whose main business is to understand exactly what Zambia and the diaspora want and to try and implement that particular requirement in the context of Zambia. As you have already rightly pointed out, many Zambians out there would feel that maybe it would be a saving to use relatives and friends. But like I have already said, almost everybody now is agreed that it actually ends up proving more costly, because in the end, you are forced to make those frequent trips to come and sort out the issues that have arisen from perhaps a relative or friend who didn't do what you wanted. You are forced to spend money. The losses that are incurred because maybe the investment was wrong or the money was just not accounted for. So DSI is coming in to try and fill that gap and provide support to the diaspora in terms of getting those specific things that you want done here in Zambia, providing accurate reports, timely reports, so that when you do get a chance to come, you can actually find that exactly what you wanted to do has been done. So that's the gap that we're trying to fill, and we think that it's a very real need for Zambians out there.
Excellent. You're listening to Zambia Block Talk Radio. We're talking to Mr. Logan Nyasulu, who is the Managing Director and Founder of Diaspora Support Initiative. Mr. Nyasulu is brought to you by Stephen Banda Communications. And please say goodbye to phone cards and get in touch with Stephen Banda Communications. For those of us in the U.S., the number to call is 972-207-0916. And for our Canadian friends, to contact Stephen Banda is 403-800-0785. He also covers the UK people, United Kingdom, 203-519-3570. You can simply go to stephenbandacommunications.com and all the information is there. Mr. Nyasulu, one of the things I was telling you when we were talking that I like the issue that you address on the website. For those who are listening, as we are talking to Mr. Nyasulu, you can look at the website. It's www.dsiz.co.zm, and you'll find a lot of information there. Talk about something that is on your website, which you call avoidable challenges faced by Zambians in the diaspora. What are some of these avoidable challenges?
Thank you very much. First of all, as I have already indicated, we must recognize the fact that because Zambians in the diaspora are so far away from home, that immediately poses the challenge of the fact that, one, you may not have accurate information about some of the investments or projects that you may want to do in Zambia. That's a challenge to try and make a decision while you are there, completely relying perhaps on someone who is not an expert. That's a challenge. Then we have talked about the fact that sometimes you just have information gaps. You just don't know what opportunities are here, perhaps what land is being opened up by the government. Sometimes you're not aware of the changes in policy that are taking place in Zambia. For instance, recently we've had quite a few statutory instruments issued by the central bank that have an impact on movements and cash flows and the balance of payment. Sometimes you have changes that are happening in society in terms of just tests and changes in design of things, design of property, changes in infrastructure, and things like that. So all these things combined create challenges that for somebody who is sitting far away from home, sometimes you just can't do certain things that you would have done if you were here. And those who, in a sense, ignore this and then try to make certain decisions that using relatives or friends, as we have said, they discover that they lose money, they lose time, they lose out on projects that they wanted to implement. Their aspirations are shattered in some cases. Frustrations build up. All of these put together, we are saying, these are challenges that really need to be avoided, because a company like DSI has assembled different professionals. We also have strategic alliances with most of the key institutions in Zambia, including some government entities. So that means that you really don't need to go through certain challenges. We are happy to go through those challenges for you and then hopefully provide a service that will save you the heartache and the losses.
Excellent. Let's then go ahead and talk about the services that DSI provides. I'm sure a lot of people are itching and tapping their feet like, Nathan, why are you wasting time getting to the services?
Okay, great. As you have already pointed out, and I'm glad you have referred people to the website, we have outlined our services there, but I would like to just quickly summarize the major areas of services that we provide. The DSI services are buttressed on the aim of saving you money and time, as I've already mentioned. And these can be sort of listed as follows. The first area of services that we offer are real estate services. These may include property management. So you have assets here. You own a property. You've got tenants. We are happy to serve you in terms of managing the lease agreement, putting a lease agreement in place, and everything that's associated with that. We offer project management in real estate. We have people who have properties are in different parts of the country, of Zambia, but you are out there. We are able to go in and manage these projects in terms of building them, in terms of implementing the building process, get all the approvals and everything that is associated with the project management. In some cases on project management where you have already begun to build something or there's a project being done, we also do provide supervision and reporting services so that you're actually getting an actual correct position of what's happening on your project back here in Zambia. You provide estate agency services. You have a property here you want to sell, or you have a property that you want to buy, or you want to know what opportunities are there in the real estate market. We provide services there. We have registered valuation surveyors in VSI, so you want to know the value of your properties here, because as you know, real estate is appreciating in value. We do provide valuation services. And then we provide real estate consultancy in terms of project structuring. We support project financing in real estate. We have formed strategic alliances with certain banks and still discussing ways in which we can support the Zambians with for a better. Let me also mention that we provide tailor-made solutions around real estate. We find that the needs of the Zambians in the diaspora around real estate sometimes are as diverse as you have Zambians out there. So sometimes we sit down and discuss with them specific solutions and structure solutions that are appropriate for them. The second category of services is what I could simply call document management. A lot of Zambians out there have bought a property or they've bought taken some business transactions, but they haven't got the documents. They didn't have enough time when they visited to follow up those documents and to ensure that the processes are brought to conclusion. So we do process paperwork to obtain title deeds. We process paperwork to follow up planning permission, business documentation, licensing, and the whole range of documentation, including education documentation and other documentation that you may require when you're out there. On the legal matters, we do provide facilitation for legal processes. We're already dealing with a few cases where a Zambian is out there and they need help to get certain matters handled here. They have to do with real estate. We provide facilitation, get the right legal entities, the right legal processes in place to make sure that while you're out there, they're not worrying about what's happening to your assets back here in Zambia. We're involved in documentation there, in the creation of real estate trust and things like that. A fourth area is facilitation of business processes. We've talked about, let me talk about feasibility studies. We are involved in helping you to undertake studies on specific projects that you might be interested in here in Zambia, provide information on those, provide contacts, provide networking, and maybe do some of the legwork that might be required. We do provide support in terms of business plans as well, project tracking, and project reporting, as I have indicated. So that is, if you like, a summary of the services that we offer. And as I said, we also provide tailor-made solutions. As I said, there are so many needs that are out there in the diaspora, and we are happy to sit and discuss with different people and come up with specific solutions. We've also had cases where Zambians left businesses here, and they require some kind of management services for those businesses. We provide consultancy, we provide support in terms of identifying capacity, and in some cases, we can even move in and undertake certain services to make sure that your interests here are safe while you're out there.
Excellent.
That's a summary.
Yeah, a very good summary. You've done a good job. Excellent, excellent. Those of you who'd like to ask Mr. Nyasulu questions who have called in, please press 1 on your phone keypad so that I know that you need to ask a question. And we're talking to Mr. Logan Nyasulu, the Managing Director and Founder of Diaspora Support Initiative, and brought to you with the compliments of Stephen Banda Communications. Please go to stephenbandacommunications.com for all the details and information that you may need. A good friend of mine from Las Vegas, Nevada, has got a very important question which you have just alluded to a little bit. Let me allow Imelda to ask this question. Imelda, good morning and thank you for calling.
Good morning, Mr. Nathan. How are you?
Doing okay. You have a question for Mr. Nyasulu?
Yes, Mr. Nyasulu, my name is Imelda Luanga Robinson, and I lived in Mufulira, and I bought a flat, a council flat at Chatulinga. And it's been at least almost 10
okay.
years. It's been at least 10 years, and I haven't got my title deeds. Every time I call or I send my family to go to the council to check up on the records, they always say, is it still in process? So my question is, how long approximately does it take for a title deed? Is it like 10, 20 years? Like, that's why I was so interested when I heard that, like, documentation. To me, it's kind of very important. I've bought a property, and I don't have the right documentation.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Imelda. It's great to talk to you. And that's quite a relevant question. Ordinarily, the process to get title, if it's being handled by the Minister of Land and even the local authority, it's not supposed to take any longer than 1 month. In fact, the actual process in terms of the process flow that they have documented themselves in their system is supposed to be done within a week. 1 week.
Wow.
Yeah. But what has happened over the years is that in some institutions, that process has been allowed to degenerate into a much longer period, and certain elements have sort of taken advantage of it and used it to sort of further their own interests. But strictly speaking, the process to get title is not supposed to take any longer than 1 month. If you stretch it, it will take maybe within a period of 2 months if there are processes maybe that need to be done within the system. But strictly speaking, it's not supposed to take that long. Right now, we are actually following up quite a few documents on behalf of Zambians outside the country. And what we have noticed is that most of them have taken long simply because there's no one following them up. So part of the delay was just the fact that the person perhaps who was following it up would only do so when they are reminded after 3 months or something like that. But those where we are consistently following up, reminding the system or the authorities about their own processes, they're actually managing to get those titles out much, much earlier and faster than they were expected. So this is one of those issues that I think has been delayed in many cases simply because the people who are following up just did not do a good job at that. Just for your comfort, there are quite a few cases that we already have in Mufulira itself. I traveled there recently to follow up a title and a property that was purchased from the mine. And just one visit that I made there, I was given the right contact, I was given the right confirmation that the documents were properly processed by the owner of the property, the payments were made, the receipts were there. So all I'm doing now is to follow up the Ministry of Land, and those I expect will be able to get the documents out sooner rather than later. So it's not supposed to take as long as it is taking, and part of the reason is that there's no one dedicated to follow up and make sure the documents are out.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much. Then I'll probably go through you guys so you can help me with my situation.
You'll be very welcome. We'll be very happy
okay.
to help, Imelda.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Nathan, do we have any other questions? I was expecting a few more questions. Hello? Hello, Nathan, are you still there?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello, Mr. Nyasulu. I don't know if Nathan is still available. Can you hear me? This is Titus Natala from Minnesota.
Yes, I can. Could you just repeat your name, sorry?
Titus Natala from Minnesota.
All right. Thanks, Titus. I'm listening and hearing you.
Okay. My first question is, your expertise, did you live in the diaspora before handling this important thing you've dedicated to do? That's my first question.
Thank you, Titus. Thank you very much, Titus.
I actually have not lived in the diaspora in the sense of living there permanently like most of you Zambians out there are. I've been in Zambia almost throughout my life. I have simply traveled to some countries outside Zambia, spent extended periods, but not necessarily living there. So I have not lived in the diaspora. And as I'm doing this work in DSI, I am conscious of that, and therefore I'm hoping that I can leverage on a lot of people like yourselves, institutions that are already involved in the lives of the diaspora, so that the solutions that we provide are relevant and such as will help you in the different challenges that you face.
Thank you. Are you having plans to attend this conference that is coming up in Pennsylvania in September? Do you know about it? The Africa Super Center?
No, Titus. I actually was not aware of the conference. There are one or two conferences that have been brought to my attention by an individual at the Ministry of Foreign Affairs who I've been dealing with on one or two items to do with the diaspora. So I'm very unlikely to attend the conference in Pennsylvania. But as I have indicated, I will seek through people like yourselves who might attend that conference, since it's very near, to get information and feedback about some of the issues and concerns that might be relevant for us as DSI to provide more meaningful support to the Zambians, the diaspora. And of course, future conferences that will be brought to our attention, we'll be very, very keen to attend and get a chance to interact with Zambians in the diaspora so that we are in a position to create solutions that are more relevant.
That's a very good start. And by the way, I'm not asking these questions. You are very competent with everything. I thought you even lived in the diaspora. So the other place to check with is just for your information is ZITIC. If you can check with ZITIC, I don't know if you're aware of ZITIC.
Okay.
And also, to check with the, you want to check with, attach yourself with the AGOA people that are dealing with AGOA, with some diaspora issues that are around that. The former minister for commerce, Felix Mutati, is a good person to attach yourself. He has most of the information you can need. Then I just have a quick one on what is your engagement? I know that you have engaged with the diaspora office that used to be at State House. I don't know if it's still available.
State House,
I used to know the lady. But what are the challenges of now with the Honorable President Sata's governance and the Office of the Diaspora? Or just the support you can have, whether the office is not operating from the State House, but what support are you having from the current government?
Thank you, Titus. Actually, that's quite an important question. As you have rightly pointed out, in the previous government, there was a specific desk that was handling matters to do with the diaspora. In the current government, I have come to learn now that there's actually a directorship that's in the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. I actually had a meeting with them a couple of weeks ago, who are actually responsible for matters to do with the diaspora. At this stage, their major concern or major focus is to do with the diaspora policy, and I found that they're actually quite keen on the matter of the diaspora. And they were quite excited, in fact, when they heard about what we are doing and the areas of concern that we have. So from a government perspective, I would say that based on my interaction with the Minister of Foreign Affairs recently, I think that there's quite some willingness in there to move the diaspora agenda forward. But I can also add that apart from the Minister of Foreign Affairs, I've had interactions with some of the key some of the key players in matters that may relate to the diaspora, including institutions like the Zambia Development Agency and others. All of these have also indicated willingness, informally first of all, but hopefully we can formalize that in terms of moving the agenda around the diaspora and Zambia as a diaspora forward. So I'll say that from my interaction so far and engagement, I'm getting the impression that there's quite some willingness around that. You may also be aware that there are certain programs that the government has undertaken, some of them not directly focused on the diaspora, but which can easily be turned into something that Zambia and the diaspora can look at. For instance, the president recently gave directive to the Ministry of Education to see whether they can get Zambians who are in the diaspora, who are teachers and who are skilled in that area, to play some role or come back and play some role. For us, that's an opportunity that we think as CSI we can relate with the ministry and see whether we can engage them and see what specific things Zambians in the diaspora who are teachers would want to see in place before they can actually think about playing some role in what's happening in Zambia. So that's the sort of engagement that I have on the government side. Hello, Titus, are you there?
I think Titus is there. Mr. Nyasulu, this is Twambo, and I'm calling from Germany. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, Twambo. Thank you. I can hear you.
I was really, really excited about this show, and I'm really glad that you, as DSI, are working on such issues, because then I think you're informing us about what we can do. As you said before, you know, people are really disappointed with what their relatives have not been able to do, especially with regards to property, people sending money home and expecting to come back and finding a house built and finding that that has not been done. My question was in relation to Imelda's question. You know, you mentioned that when these papers are being processed, it shouldn't take, you know, more than a month or 2 months. Do you think that the council is responding better to you because you were going there as a company as opposed to, you know, sending your uncle over there who just waits in line? That is my first question. Is the council responding to you better because you are going there as a company representing someone? And second, do you have any movements or any programs that you are using to engage more of the young Zambian people that are in the diaspora to invest in properties or businesses back home? That is my question. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Twambo. That's a good question. Yeah, on the first one, Twambo, I think that what we have found is that for members of the diaspora who are using, say, relatives, in most cases, sometimes the council has not responded well, but in most cases, that's not even the problem. It's just the fact that maybe these members of the family or friends didn't have enough time to pursue the matter, or sometimes they didn't understand what needed to be done, and that creates a problem. Whereas in our case, because this is something that we have been doing for some time in other spheres that we have worked, or some of our staff have worked in those contexts, we find that we, in many cases, have a better understanding of what needs to be done. And also, perhaps as we engage the council, sometimes we engage them in a more structured way, perhaps, about things that need to be done and how long that they need to take. I can give you an example. We were at the Ministry of Lands recently. We've got their own service level mandate, which they have provided, which shows how long any item should take and what it should cost. Information like that is available. So we simply leverage on that and say, look, according to your own information here, this is what is supposed to happen, and engage them on that basis and follow up appropriately as required. So we wouldn't necessarily say that they are responding better to us because we are an institution per se, but I think our capacity to involve or engage with them in a structured way to follow up a little bit more consistently tends to produce results, I think, better than maybe a relative or friend who may have something else to do and in some cases maybe doesn't understand the processes that are involved. And then on the second question, Twambo, we do have a program to encourage Zambians and young Zambians out there in the diaspora to invest in Zambia. And one of the things that this program involves is just for us to make information available to you about the opportunities that are taking place in Zambia. And that is why if you look at our website, there's a page that's scrolling there which we try to update every month. And every month we try to put a list of new properties that are either available to, you know, to buy or available to lease and things like that. That is meant to give Zambians out there an opportunity to just see what is happening here. Over and above that, we are also compiling specific opportunities. For instance, some of the entities that we have engaged here, both government and private, have certain land opportunities, certain real estate opportunities that may not have been brought to your attention as Zambians in the diaspora. We are compiling these and hoping to be putting them up on the website so that you can access them. We also have an intention to develop some email system, information dissemination system, that will be disseminated to all those that have access to our website, so that occasionally by going to that particular spot, you can actually see what is in Zambia. And then we have also engaged with the Zambia Development Agency, who you may know do investment promotion activities across the world. We are seeking to try and see whether we can be part of some of those investment promotion programs. Our interest, obviously, will be to engage Zambians when we travel and just explain in person to them, show them actual opportunities that are in Zambia, and give them a face-to-face information, if you like, about what's happening in Zambia. So we are very keen on that issue that you have raised, and we want many Zambians, many young Zambians, to pour some of their potential, some of their capacities into Zambia.
Mr. Nyasoro, good afternoon.
Afternoon.
This is Sylvan Lutana Robertson, the CEO, the COO for the Aspen Global Super Center. I just had a discussion we had.
Sylvia?
Yes, Sylvia Lutana Robertson.
Okay.
I just wanted to give you a little bit of information. A gentleman asked you a few minutes ago if you were going to attend the conference that is coming up in Pennsylvania.
Yes.
I just wanted to give you access to our website, which is www.myagsc.com.
Okay, Sylvia, could you just give me that again? I missed something. Could you just give me that again, Sylvia?
www.m as in Mary, y as in Yankee,
okay.
A as in Apple,
okay.
E as in Girl,
yeah.
S as in Sam, C as in Charlie.com.
Okay. Thank you. I really appreciate it. Perhaps you could also send me an email after the show. I'll be very keen to just get a little bit more information on that. Thank you so much.
Oh, absolutely. It's my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, Nathan, are you still there? Or anybody with a question? Okay, while I wait for any other question, maybe I can just say that one of our aims as DSI is to be a one-stop partner of choice for Zambians in the diaspora and to provide solutions as required by Zambians in the diaspora. And that is why we think that we need to have a very strong engagement with Zambians in the diaspora so that we can get clarity on some of the challenges and some of the solutions that we need to come up with to address those.
And it also looks like, Mr. Nyasoro, the major issues are stemming from things to do with real estate. Management, which involves rent and other issues and taking after properties.
Yes.
Documentation like Twambo and Imeld have mentioned and related issues. There's an article on your website which says what every Zambian in the diaspora must know about estate agency. Would you just talk about that briefly?
Okay, great. That's a good question. We really believe that there's some pieces of information to do with specific areas in Zambia, such as estate agency, that sometimes they are not very familiar with if they are not living here in Zambia. For instance, there are Zambians who have come in for a few days and they've paid money to an agent which they shouldn't have paid because they were not aware of the laws that are applicable or the changes in the laws that are applicable. There are also rules of practice that an estate agent is supposed to follow, which sometimes if you're out there you may not be familiar with. You talk about fees that an estate agent is supposed to charge. That information is important. If you're not aware of it, you may end up paying more perhaps than you should be paying. So, and then there's also the scope of responsibility for the estate agency. What should an estate agent provide for you? It's quite important to know that. So it's information like that that we will provide, and we have been involved significantly in a lot of these institutions. That's for the information of the listeners. I have been the Vice President of the Zambia Institute of Estate Agents and also the Chairman of its disciplinary committee. So we're quite familiar with some of the areas that could become black spots for Zambians who are living in the diaspora. There are other areas as well around real estate that will be very keen to provide relevant information to Zambians in the diaspora.
Excellent. You mentioned the aspect of information, change of policies, rules. Where does one get this information, Mr. Nyasulu, about government policy and all these things, market dynamics, and how do we get that information and get exposed to these changes that are taking place on a almost instant pace, so to speak?
Yeah. Actually, you may have noticed that, in fact, most of the key institutions in Zambia and key entities, whether government or non-government, quite a number of them now, thankfully, either have a website or somewhere to disseminate information. But what we have found is that sometimes, because a person is not living in Zambia, there's a chance that they may miss something, they may miss a detail that's quite important. So what we have done is we have begun to put together some kind of information package and information portal so that by coming, for instance, to this site, you will probably see some of the changes that are happening in Zambia and perhaps changes that are relevant. We are also talking to institutions like the Policy Management Research Center. Some of you might be familiar or aware of it, who focus a lot on information gathering and research. We are thinking of how we can synergize with them to come up with a way of making sure that this information that is relevant for Zambians in the diaspora is consistently and easily accessible all the time. So that is something that I think is quite important. You may have noticed, for instance, that some of the articles that we post every week are a response to some change which we have noticed in the country or something that we think is important. We'll put it up so that Zambians out there, by just going to the site, can actually pick up something that otherwise they could have missed.
Excellent. We have a question or comment from the Carolinas. Dr. Patrick, please go ahead.
Thank you. I have a wonderful suggestion. Back in June the 15th of this year, Matilda hosted the show, and on the show, we had Mr. Francis Fernando. He owns and operates Total Solutions Property Management. He is based in the Massachusetts or the New England area. And he wanted so much to have a connection and to be introduced and to understand Zambian realty. And I think it would be a wonderful idea if you, Nathan, or Matilda could get these two gentlemen together and maybe possibly create a partnership so that there would be a base here in the United States and equally a base in Zambia so that there be dialogue so the diaspora can talk to both entities in partnership.
Yes, sounds good. Sounds a great idea. We shall do that, and I know my behind-the-scenes discussion with Mr. Nyasulu has indicated that he wants to network, he wants to connect with people and everybody. To everybody listening,
our discussion has been with Mr. Logan Yasuru, the managing director and founder of Diaspora Support Initiative Zambia. They are actually on Facebook. You can find them on Facebook as well. And the website is www.dsiz.co.zm. A lot of information out there which you can get from Mr. Nyasulu's company and organization, and they can work with you. Can you, very quickly as we wind up, Mr. Nyasulu, can you talk about the Blue Chip brand? What are we talking about here?
Okay, thank you very much. And just to comment on the last caller's suggestion, thank you very much. That was a very good suggestion. And as Nathan has said, that's something that we are very keen on as well. And we look forward to possibly taking that forward for the benefit of especially Zambians in the diaspora. Just a quick comment on the Blue Chip brand. What we found is that there are quite a lot of needs in Zambia in terms of property management, in terms of facilities management, landscaping, and things like that, which are consumed both by Zambians outside in the diaspora and Zambians within the country. Some of these services are being offered right now by companies that have good competence. Some are not being offered at a very good and acceptable level as far as we are concerned. And therefore, we have introduced the Blue Chip brand as a way to fill some of the gaps that we think are not being provided as effectively as they could. A very good example I can give you is in the area of facilities management. At the moment, we don't have too many companies that are offering a very solid end-to-end facilities management package that enables businesses, for instance, to focus on their core business while the facilities management company can take on the non-core activities. So the Blue Chip brand is really our response to that and an attempt to put on the market something that can serve Zambians in the diaspora as well as Zambians within Zambia. So that's the Blue Chip brand, and that's what all the companies under that are all about.
Okay, excellent. Somebody listening, Mr. Nyasulu, like Imelda indicated, they would like to be receiving information from you. They want to be on your mailing list. If you do that, what should they do?
Yeah, basically, we are very keen also to have people that we can send information to. So there is a way on our website to become a member and register so that we have your email and we get in touch with you on a regular basis. But you could also send us an ordinary email just to indicate your information requirements if you are very clear about what you require and even the frequency that you'd like this information, and we'll be happy to do that. Like you probably heard in one of the comments we made, we are quite keen on tailor-made solutions. So we're very happy to hear and be clear about what you want, and then we'll be happy to structure something around that.
Excellent, excellent. Well, that has been our discussion, and everybody listening, that was Mr. Logan Nyasulu, the founder and managing director of Diaspora Support Initiative. Their website is www.dsiz.co.zm, and you can find them on Facebook as well as Diaspora Support Initiative Zambia and all the information there. Mr. Nyasulu, it's been great chatting with you, and where should we expect to see the company in the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years?
Well, that's a good question. We are really hoping that in the next 10 years or earlier, in fact, people will have a chance to buy shares in the company on the stock market in Zambia and possibly other stock markets as well. So we are really looking at growing to that extent and giving people a chance to come in and participate in the governance, participate in all the activities that the company is intending to do.
Excellent. Mr. Nyasulu, thank you for joining us, and we will keep in touch, give you all the information about conventions, and you and I have already talked behind the scenes. We're looking forward to working together.
Thank you so much. We are really grateful for the opportunity, and thank you to everybody who called in. We really appreciate the feedback, and we look forward to interacting more with everyone out there. Thank you so much again.
Welcome, sir. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, and bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Mr. Nasul was brought to you courtesy of Steven Banda Communications, and you can get them on 972-207-0916 for those in the U.S., and for our Canadian friends, it's 403-800-0785. Coming up is Voices of Anakazi, and just before we wind up here, Vasilvia, it's very important for people like Mr. Nyasulu to participate in some of the things that are coming up, like the convention.
Yes, I actually just sent him an email already as we were speaking. I gave him the website and sent him the information that he needs to get, so just as an encouragement.
Excellent.
To make it for the convention.
You are very efficient. I understand why Ms. Elizabeth made you the CEO.
Well, I told you. I thank you for that compliment. So once you get the right place,
well,
the right people in the right future.
We already said for every successful Sylvia and Elizabeth, there has to be a Nathan. We already established that.
Well, you're absolutely right. We do hope that he'll be able to make it. I know it's just a month away, but with the way registration is going, I think he'll be an added asset to come to this convention, because then he can take away
something very, very important. And because you see, like Imelda, if I may throw this point to you, I mean, you've already said you were excited when you saw that a person like him was coming to the show. And look, 10 years title deeds haven't come out.
Can you imagine? 10 years. I don't have title deeds.
Whoa.
So wow.
Somebody wants you to walk in their office with a suitcase of money, but it's not happening.
It's not going to happen. Now we know how the system works. We're going to beat them to the system.
No, I'm sure you are going to, Mr. Nyasulu will help you and things will work out. Dr. Patrick, here is one of the typical examples of something, an organization that ZBTR needs to connect with. Very, very important. All right, everybody. Thanks for calling in, and I do trust that you have enjoyed the show and the information. Next week, we'll be having the gentleman who was, incarcerated about civil rights things, and is a civil rights, human rights activist. They'll be coming to talk to us on the show, and I trust that you are going to enjoy that. Coming up is Voices of Anakazi. We thank our sponsors, Steven Banda Communications, and say goodbye to phone cards and get in touch with StevenBandaCommunications.com. Have a great weekend, everybody. Thanks for calling in.
Please enter the number you wish to call. Press star at any time to listen to advanced options.
Mulungu munitungi lukaj. Atate wanga ineo, moyo watinja mama neo. Ntawi zonte alikumowa, kudibe ntawi ona kubanja. Kumwana ako kuipirendi, kuchitoko na mumu follow. Hama hama inehi. Ziwanda zota nizi Taeza talema na yuma pempelo Atika pena siku lina Azati kumbu kila oye Chifu kwa lelo Bantu honse basowe saulemu Atate imwe, atate imwe.